Module 6, Focusing on Individual and Shared Needs. So far, we have talked about laying the foundation for common ground, one of the key building blocks for win-win solutions. This module will look at some techniques on building common ground and using it to create partnerships. It may not seem like we have progressed very far in resolving the conflict. Indeed, most of these primary steps are focused on information gathering and problem solving. For minor conflicts, having these steps in your toolbox will simply help you keep all possibilities in mind during the conflict. For major conflicts, these steps will help you ensure you achieve the best solution possible for the situation. Finding common ground. We have already talked about finding common ground when exploring each side's wants and needs. With these tools, you should be able to find common ground even before the conflict begins. In our earlier example with Joe and George in conflict over the supervisor schedule, they both wanted to ensure that the position was covered during their hours of responsibility. Other possible areas of common ground could include ensuring the safety of the assembly line team, continuing to work with each other, or continuing to work for the company. Try hard enough and you'll find something in common. You should continue to try and find common ground throughout the entire conflict resolution process. It will help you understand your adversary's position and better position you to help create a win-win solution. These positive gestures will build goodwill and help you make the shift from being two people in conflict to being two people working to solve a problem. Some examples: I think the company needs a more unified sales team, too. I would really like us to win first place this year, too. I agree that we can get this conflict resolved and build a better widget. Building positive energy and goodwill. There are often many negative emotions associated with conflict. No wonder, conflict makes many people upset and anxious and often results in negative feelings like anger and disappointment. If you are able to turn that negative energy into positive energy to help build goodwill with a person that you are in conflict with, resolving the conflict will be much easier. Ironically, the more negative the situation, the more important this step is. Let's say that the person that you are in conflict with is very angry with you. Although they have agreed that they want to resolve the conflict, they are cool towards you and putting in minimum effort toward resolving the problem. You may think, why should I bother? This is a very important question indeed. How much energy and time are you willing to spend on this conflict? Is it worth resolving? We will explore these questions more in the next module. Consider, however, the power that your approach has. You have two basic options: to match your adversary's demeanor or to be a positive influence. Both will likely take as much energy, but which will yield greater results? Here are some ways to build positive energy. Have a good attitude. The preparation steps we discussed earlier should help you identify the positive things that will come out of this conflict. Try to focus on these things instead of the negative aspects of the conflict. Frame things positively. Create actionable items. Try to keep emotions out of your statements. State feelings and opinions in as objective a manner as possible. Label your thoughts as thoughts by starting sentences with, I think. Take a break when you need it. If you say, I see where you're coming from, make sure you mean it. If you can't see where they are coming from, ask them to tell you more. Often, sharing information can break down even the toughest person's defenses. Invite the other person to step into your shoes. Tell them a story, outline consequences, and explain how you feel in an objective manner. Share as much information as you can. Strengthening your partnership. Making the transition from opponents to problem-solving teammates is one of the most powerful conflict resolution tools. We have already discussed ways to build common ground to help bridge the gap between you and the person having the conflict. These tools are a great start, but there are some additional things that you can do to maintain and strengthen that partnership. In 1965, Bruce Tuckman developed a four-stage model showing how teams grow and develop. This model can be applied to one-on-one human interactions, too. Case study. Malcolm whisked past his coworker, Randy. Malcolm's blood still boiled over being forced to work as a team with Randy. Malcolm saw himself as an island. He stood his ground and refused to help Randy with any of the projects at hand. Randy watched in wonder as Malcolm paraded his passive-aggressive behavior around the office. Randy decided the time had come to put a stop to the madness and forged a solution that would leave both productive and happy. With a few kind words spewed at Malcolm, the thick air between them wafted out the door, leaving them to put their heads together and work in harmony or risk losing more than their tempers. In record time, working together, Malcolm and Randy produced immaculate work worthy of a standing ovation.